transfer of knowledge without using the genes. It means you have to do an effort to teach it to somebody else or to the next generation. You do not use your genes to transfer the data. And you see that with elephants, for example. Elephants are just magnificent. Or funeral, the ceremony, when they lose one of them.
Wow.
They just don't let it go. Elephants just magnificent. They go around the dead body. And suddenly all of them together, they start to tap their legs on the ground. To cry. We cry.
Wow.
Elephants, they tap their legs. Or for example, orca in the oceans. To cry, they sing. And each has its own song, which is magnificent. And then what's so fascinating is that elephants, after a few months, they come back where they left the body. They cover the body with branches and leaves. They come back and they do it again. Maybe it's telling each other that we didn't forget the lost one. We're still thinking about you. So it's so important to know that nothing came on earth with us. But humans have this opportunity to take each of them to a different level. And there is only one way to do it. To understand the nature, to be respectful, to realize that it took billions of years for us to be here. So it's so important to be grateful. Everything was there for billions of years. You are going to be on Earth for a few decades, if you're lucky. And then after you're gone, it will continue for billions of years and it won't be there. So you're going to be there for a short period of time. And in science, going back to your first question, natural laws. We desperately, really, we work so hard to try to describe our observations, principles, decode what we see, the patterns, for example. So up to now, we have been very successful. For example, we know the Newton's law. We know force. We know gravitation. We know space-time. We know quantum physics, for example. We know thermodynamics. These are all laws. And they're impeccable. Laws are impeccable. They do not accept deviations, basically. And then we try to make them shorter and shorter. And to do that, we use mathematics. We try to describe them with formulas, if you want. So going back to what you said about nature and the fact that you are so connected to nature, we can learn so much from the nature. But we, first of all, you have to realize that universe is not what you think it is. And you have to be respectful to that. So don't expect another animal to see the universe the way you do. And quite often we try to communicate with them using our own language. That's sad, really. We always try to communicate with other species using our own language. Yeah, I mean, universe is so magnificent. Nature, I mean, that is so magnificent. And I said that, you know, in our universe, it started about 14 billion years ago. It started from nothing, but from a scientific point of view, that nothing was not really nothing. It was free of anything you can imagine. But it wasn't completely nothing. Whatever you can imagine was not there. Now, it doesn't mean that there was nothing prior to that. And it doesn't mean that there is no other universe. Actually, we believe that if we do have other universes, the number of those universes also is beyond our imagination. For example, our galaxy is a very small one. To go from this side to the other side of our galaxy with the speed of light, it would take about 100,000 years. But still, we call it a small one. But within this small galaxy, we have 200 billion suns. The sun that you look every morning, if it's not cloudy, is just one of them. It has 200 billion sisters. But if you go to another galaxy, bigger than ours, for example, easily you can find 1 trillion suns. 1 trillion. And some of them are thousands of times bigger than our sun. Bigger than this one. Now, when you look at the sky, you see lots of stars. And don't forget, the universe is not what you think it is. Many of those stars actually are dead. Only now you get to see their lights. Only now you get to see them, but they don't exist anymore. The same way that every time you see a sunrise, for example, you're about 8 minutes late. It takes 8 minutes for the photon to get to your eye.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's so important to realize that the world outside your brain is not what you think it is. Or for example, you look at a table, you think it's red because you do have receptors for that wavelength. But a cat may see it a different color, may see it brown. Or a dog may see it differently. So that's also fascinating that from a scientific point of view, you do not see two entities exactly the same. Impossible. Even two apples, even two trees.
Yeah.
Each has its own character. Each has its own personality, if you want. Each has its own ID, if you want. But anyhow, we can go even farther than that when it comes to our observations.
Yes.
So in science, we can really trust. That's the good news. We cannot trust our observations. We cannot trust our interpretations. We cannot. I told you. For example, your brain is going to tell you that smells really good, but it may be awful because your brain is going to interpret it that way because the way your receptors are set. But for a dog, maybe the worst, awful smell. And for another animal, maybe there is no smell at all, actually, nothing. The same way in that cave that we could not see in that darkness. Or at night, we think that the universe is dark, and it's not. We just cannot catch it. We cannot see it, basically. So, but in science, we can trust.
Yes.
Science is our best achievement, if you want, really.
Well, Doctor, that was so fascinating, so, like...
amazing.
It's like surgery or opening our brains to realities that we don't even know exist. And it's just such an amazing talent you have, the way you explain things and open us up and get us ready to like explore the reality. I like what you said, is, you know, we're almost like blind in a way in some of our senses. And it's really good to explore these things and get our minds in tuned. And we're really looking forward to hearing from you again and getting some more of your knowledge and sharing with us, with ourselves here and across the world, because we have world listeners to our program. And we just really appreciate you for spending some of your time and sharing some of the knowledge that you've learned and helping us all to become better human beings. And species on this world, so we can all live together with the rest of the species and become in tune and just live more positive and have a greater experience in our short times here on this world.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being with you.
Okay. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon. And just again, very much love to you and respect, and it was an honor and a privilege to have you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Feel the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Thank
Pleasure.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. Nosery, and yeah, very special individual with special, special knowledge. And we really appreciate him. And we'll be right back.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back. And so we're going to continue on with our program. And coming up next, we have my brother Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkina, BC. And first, we're going to play his song of the week that he chose for us. And this one's from Nancy Sinatra and her song, These Boots Are Made for Walking. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new some matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
All right, we're back. That was Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlak, my brother from Gwaishkina, BC. For people out there that don't know him, he's my biological brother, and he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4. And he's a very big inspiration for myself and many other people that know his history and story. And just a very big honor and a privilege to have him come on our program and share with us some of his insights and in what helped him survive all those afflictions. So welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
I'm a surviving.
Very good.
Hoping to use my boots someday.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was very, very beautiful song. We have our subject today, and it's on natural law, and would love to hear your words on that.
Natural law, you know, what I know of natural law is it's kind of roots is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I was just thinking, I don't know if the song I picked was appropriate, but then part of natural law is the right to self-defense. you know, whether it be physical or emotional. And I think by the son's implications, it was retaliation for emotional. So I figured, oh yeah, it fits.
Yeah.
It's defending oneself against negative energies. And, you know, natural law, I figure, starts with being kind, compassionate, empathetic, you know. Of course, we could go by total natural law, law of the jungle. The survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
You know, do to others so they can't do to me. Type thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, but being humans, it's better to be kind to each other, you know. Do to them what you'd would want them to do to, you know, help you out of in a precarious situation or financial situation. And like I always say, it always starts with positivity.
Mm.
You know, kindness comes from positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Empathy comes from positivity.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's what I think of when I think of natural law. Human natural law, not nature's natural law. Otherwise, we'd be all like the little fiefdoms, oppressing each other left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Doing unto others so they can't do unto me.
Yeah. Well, I really... Yeah, go ahead.
That's the way, you know, I think society is right now. And we got to work on trying to get back to natural law. Because it's all unbalanced right now. Just because, you know, it's just the way humanity is.
Yeah, it's so true. I'm glad you brought that out of balance, because you know, it's kind of like we have a decision in negativity and positivity, and I like how you always direct us and show and talk about positivity, because it really does make a huge difference in our decision making and walking towards positivity. Whether by ourselves or, you know, just following that positive flow that can influence ourselves and make our lives a better, go in a better direction. Although it's not always easy, it kind of leads the path towards a better, peaceful, wonderful world. And, you know, we're all here for just such a short time, and you know, it seems like it's more honorable to leave it in a better way and to make a more positive impact in this world. And you're a great shining light in that direction, and we really appreciate you coming on and sharing your words of wisdom and just your outlook in life. It's such an infection of positivity, and it's very prolific, and it's always one of the highlights of my week to like get to talk to you and share with you and listen to what made you survive those terrible afflictions. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I was just telling our brother, I always, you know, every now and then I quote, always with the negativity, Moriarty. Always with the negativity. I was telling him, well, I guess I should start using always with the positivity, oddball. Always with the positivity.
Yes, that's for sure. Yeah, that's what we got to remember.
That's a reference to the movie Kelly's Heroes. It's Clint Eastwood. For those who don't know the why I quote that.
Yeah.
One of my great Christmas movies.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us.
Yeah, I'm happy to be hopefully a good influence on the listeners. I thank you guys there at the mics, the guys in the background scene, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love, and send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and we'll be right back.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centres Canada in making a difference today.
Okay, we're right back, and we're going to be playing some music here from 3-3 E-Rock, and this is Conan the Destroyer meets Metal. So let's have a listen. Enjoy, everybody. Back, and that was 331 E-Rock and his rendition of Conan and the Destroyer meets some metal. So we had a little bit of metal there at the end here. So we're gonna go with Lady Faima and ask her how what her words are on natural law.
On the natural law, as we had a special guest today from California, Beverly Hills, Dr. Hessam Nozari. And I spell his name Dr. Hessam Hessam, Hessam, Nowzari, Nowzari. Please check her on his website on YouTube about his program, and from the today's subject that he expressed it beautifully and significantly. He has done it from the sky, space, ocean, from the ocean, from Mother Earth and animal world. Is amazing. It's very powerful. And with the humanitarian action and the thought he has, and his very humble individual soul that he's sharing and bringing his knowledge, changes among us for the humanity and change the world for the better place for everyone to live. And my warmest appreciation to his time, to his talent that he's sharing. He accepted this invitation to be with us with the Simon Fraser University, that we have more than 37,000 students at this university. And also, I do have to say that we had some volunteer from UBC student, and also they are having some volunteer, some activity with this end, and this knowledge will be shared among the rest of the other university, which is significant. And I can't say anything than one word. Thank you, Dr. Hessam Nowzari.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And next we'll go with our Charlotte Howard.
Oh yeah, I feel like highly educated today, like, because doctor talked about how we should get out of our minds and understanding objectively about how the nature, how the universe, how the world is running. And then I think that really helps me to not really having the tunnel vision of what's going on in, you know, the problem in my life to solve, but also like think bigger and just get out of the emotional myself. And then being educated and open to be educated, understanding there are so many creatures in the world, so that we should be respectful for other people's behaviors, other people's minds, and also understanding our thoughts might not be right. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We thank Lady Fahima. We thank Charlotte for joining us on Free Voices. And we thank our listeners out there. And come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. And we're going to end our program now, and we're going to listen to some Tchaikovsky, Swan Lake Suit. And coming up next is going to be Charlotte's program. So enjoy, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Bye for now.